So let's dive deep. Let's do it. The only thing I know is that I don't know anything. Are you really ready to look at yourself? You are seen, you are heard, you are loved. Cut all that out. Just say the deep dive with Adam Roa. I don't like any of that.
The Deep Dive with Adam Roa.
Hello, Deep Divers. Thank you for joining me for another episode of Deep Dive Musings. I am in Australia. I am actually here. I am on tour with my show, Permission to Think Freely. And we have two shows down and two more to go. We just had the Gold Coast show last night, and it was incredible. It was so good. It was a packed house. Sold out, and the energy in the room was just so incredible. It was so powerful, and everyone was so engaged, and there were so many people that I got to meet who have been listening to this podcast or who have been following me online, who I might recognize their name or their profile picture, but haven't met in person. And so it was really, really cool to actually share in each other's energy and get to meet face to face. That's always enjoyable for me. And the tour itself has been a whirlwind. It feels like, only a few days here and then on to the next thing. And so when we get to a new city, one of the first things we're doing is just figuring out like the lay of the land. We're figuring out where the open mics are to continue to promote the show and more importantly, share our gifts, share our medicine with the world. And that's what I really want to talk about today, which is that, I am making it a point on this show to remind the entire team every single day that while we're here to tour the show, and we have the four evenings where we will do the show in its entirety, there's also no reason why we can't be sharing the frequency that we're carrying with us, this frequency of love and expansion and possibility. There's no reason why we can't be sharing that as often and as much as possible. Literally, everywhere we go, in every word we say, can we show up as that force, that frequency? Can we show up as an embodiment of the change we want to see in the world? And not feel like we're relying on the quote-unquote permission of the audience who has bought tickets to see us perform. And this is a really big point, because for those of you who saw the Kyle Cease video, my performance of You Are Who You've Been Looking For, which if you haven't seen it, you can go to my Facebook or my YouTube, and on Facebook you'll scroll down or go to the video section and you'll find it. On YouTube you'll find it. And in that video, I get pulled on stage to perform one of my pieces of poetry to a crowd of 1,400 people at a Kyle Cease. And if you don't know who he is, he's amazing, so I recommend checking him out. He's a transformational speaker and coach. And at his event, his two-day event in Los Angeles. And how I got pulled on stage was, to make a longer story short, because I've talked about it on this podcast before, but how I got pulled on stage was essentially recognizing that I don't need permission from someone else to share my gifts. I didn't need permission from Kyle to share my gifts. I shared my gifts openly because I wanted to share the healing potential of them with Kyle. And the discussion of that ultimately is the reason why I got pulled on stage. The same thing can be said about this tour. There is no reason why we need to just wait to share our medicine with the world and only do it on these 4 evenings. Instead, recognizing that the evenings are special, they've given us a reason to be out here, and our medicine that we can offer can be seen and shown and shared all the time. And so, for those of you who follow me on Instagram, adam.roa on Instagram, for those of you who follow me on Instagram, you've probably been seeing the Insta stories. And the Insta stories have caught a few of these moments at open mic nights. They've caught it on the subways. We recorded a video just on the side of the road. It's very special to me to think that we're leaving like a shooting star, like a trail behind us everywhere we go. That's the visual that I have as we move through Australia. And it's not unique to us. Again, if you're listening to this and you're thinking, oh, wow, that's amazing that they can do that, that's kind of the point. You don't need permission to do it as well. Your gifts, your medicine, your unique code that you have to share with this world, you get to do that. You get to show up how you want to show up, how you choose to show up. And that is independent on what anyone the limitations that you might feel. One of the big examples I have of this is, you know, in my film creation work. When I moved out to Los Angeles, all I wanted to do was act. I didn't need to be in my stuff. I didn't really care what kinds of shows I was on. Like, I had preferences, but really I just wanted to act. And then over time, you know, I did a couple TV shows. I did the auditioning thing. And I realized that I don't just want to act. I want to act in things that have meaning, that I feel like are spreading positive vibes in the world. And the thing was, I didn't feel like I was being given much of an opportunity to do that. I didn't feel like people were giving me the chance to audition. And in my mind, I was like, if I just had auditions, I would book. And there I was, disempowering myself, thinking I needed other people to do what I wanted to do, to share my gift through acting. And that's when Asri and I, we started making our own content. We started recording scenes. Asri wrote them, and we would film them. We recorded a like 13-minute short film. We did it all in one take, moving around from room to room, just doing it all in one continuous shot. Why? Because we didn't have the time or the skill to actually know how to edit. We were just learning how to edit. So instead of needing to figure out the editing process, we just said, we'll film the whole thing in one take. You see, we were tired of waiting for someone else to give us permission for what we felt like we were here to do. What we felt like was healing both for us and for those who would watch it. And so that was, I don't know, like 8 years ago that we started doing that, approximately 7 years ago, maybe. And so you see, for a long time now, I've been actively in the process of finding more and more ways to share my gifts, my code, my medicine with the world, and not limit myself by thinking I need someone to give me permission? Was the truth that I wanted to act, or was the truth that I wanted to be on a TV show and be famous? I wanted to act. I wanted to direct. And so I could do that. You can do that now. For those of you who have any sort of phone, you can record yourself. The phone, the iPhone, shoots on 4K. That's incredible. You can buy a tripod. You don't even need a tripod. You can find like a stack of books and some things and just set up your phone and record yourself singing or speaking or acting. And you can put that into the world. You can go out onto the street and you could sing or perform. You could organize get-togethers with your friends. Put it out on Facebook, invite whoever wants to attend. And then you could sing or perform or share your content that you've created. As technology continues to expand, the excuses for why we can't do something become more and more obviously just that, excuses. Now, more than ever, we have the opportunity to share our gifts with the world. And because of that technology, because of the way that the internet works, there are people all over the world who can find you and resonate. You see, before, maybe you sang, and there was no technology that allowed that to spread worldwide, so you had to go out on a street corner and sing. And so maybe between the several hundred people that pass by, you can catch the ear of a few of them who resonate with you. Well, now you have the opportunity to sing on that street corner and capture those 100 people and record it on a phone, post it to the internet, and hundreds and thousands, hundreds of thousands of people have the opportunity to find that piece of content. And you may catch the ear of an exponentially bigger and bigger audience. And at the end of the day, the size of the audience is a wonderful byproduct of your alignment. The size of the audience will grow and grow and grow, in my opinion, as you become firmer and more solidified in your unique resonance frequency. And as you embody that, the world around you will be drawn in like a magnet. Everything that's in resonance will be drawn in like a magnet. We got to experience that the other night when we went to an open mic. And for the first time ever, I actually got up on the mic and I said, I'm just going to speak. I don't know about what. I'm just going to speak. And afterwards, after I talked about who knows what, I kind of went into my own little zone there. I know I talked about the past and the future not being real. I talked about, like, all the stuff I'm talking about now, probably. And this young man came up afterwards and was speechless. He didn't really know what to say. He was actually physically going through a process. You could see him trying to gather himself afterwards. And he said, I don't know if I really know myself. And I don't think my dad knows the real me at all. And he just was changed. At a very deep level, he experienced a shift. Because of the words, I was willing to trust as they came out of my mouth. Not needing to pre-script or anything, just trust that what I had to share was meant to come out in that moment. And the impact that I saw that those words had on this one guy carried so much more weight to me than a Facebook post that might get 300 likes and 100 comments. Because I have an opportunity to see it and feel it, the shift in someone. And that feels really good. And so you see, the size of the audience isn't the thing. It gets pretty easy sometimes to get lost in numbers, because as we scale out, it becomes easy to lose the human aspect of all of it. When you start looking at view counts and comments and shares and all of that, you forget that every single one of those views is a human being. Someone who may have been impacted just as deeply as that one individual in that open mic. And it's just a natural part of the process that as we scale out and lump together bigger and bigger numbers, there's a dehumanizing effect. And so my encouragement to myself and to all of you listening is, pay attention to the macro. Notice it. It's helpful to see trends and what people respond to culturally, etc. What people are resonating with at a bigger and bigger level. And while you have an idea of the trends and the macro, you also are very clearly and intentionally staying connected to the micro, staying connected to the human that's behind each one of those phones or computer screens. The human who may hear your medicine and receive it and be changed forever. You have the ability to do that. You have the potential to change someone's life just by how you show up. And you don't need anyone's permission to do that. Thank you very much for listening. Enjoy this life. Enjoy this moment. Enjoy the rest of the time that you have left. You are seen, you are heard, and you are loved.